From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The chief of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency says the triple suicide bombing at the Istanbul airport has the hallmarks of an Islamic State group. John Brennan warning that the terror group may try the same thing in the U.S.
I would be surprised that ISIL is not considering carrying out these attacks in the near abroad as well as the far abroad. And the United States, as we well know, is leading the coalition to try to destroy as much of this poison inside of Syria and Iraq as possible. So it would be surprising to me that ISIL is not trying to hit us, both in the region as well as in our homeland.
Meantime, Turkey's prime minister is already blaming the Islamic State group for Tuesday's deadly attack that killed 42 and injured more than 200 others. Dorian Jones has more on the story.
Flags across Turkey were at half-staff Wednesday as the country observed a day of mourning in the wake of Tuesday's triple suicide bombing attack at Istanbul's Atatürk International Airport. Within hours of the bombings, Atatürk Airport was reopened. Turkish security forces are now racing to identify the suicide bombers. The attackers appeared well organized and coordinated. Prime Minister Binali Yildirim, speaking hours after the attack, pointed the finger at Islamic State. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Controversial Rodrigo Duterte was officially sworn in as the 16th president of the Philippines on Thursday in a low-key inauguration in the capital. Duterte has dramatically was sworn in to cleanse the country of criminals and crooks in his first 6 months in office. Though many citizens welcome the action, human rights activists around the world worry about the potential sweeps of arrests, killing, and human rights violations. The 71